Hello, this is Pastor Beth. Well, it's great to spend a few moments together with you learning about the mystery of raising kids. Parenting is the most difficult and most rewarding experience. I am a wife of 44 years, a mother of four wonderful adult children, a mother-in-law to those four with their amazing spouses, and a grandma of seven. And I've been a children's pastor for 28 years. Have I done it all correctly? Do I know everything? No. Am I still learning? Absolutely yes. So today, I want to discuss motivating our children. And we'll discuss some creative ideas, some insights, and some prayer points. I want you to be encouraged, challenged, and receive hope, because healthy, loving parenting is doable. Psalm 139:14 says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." That verse describes God's design in making people. We cannot raise children, understand children, and love them without His help. So today we're going to discuss motivating our kids. Personally, I used to nag, hover, fuss, ignore, yell, threaten, plead, and definitely pray how to motivate. So over time, I came up with various ideas. And truth be told, every 6 weeks or so, these ideas need to be changed up and modified and added to. And probably that's not what we all wanted to hear. Magic motivation pixie dust would be our preference. But I believe God allows all these challenges to help us connect to our children and help us pray for them and for ourselves too. Some people may have disconnected at this point. I even had someone tell me once that God would not make it that difficult for me when He gave me children. Would He? Yes. Yes, He would. Because I think He gives us children to help chip off the rough edges in our personality and to help us to be more like Him. And He gave us children so we could help them to become more like Jesus. And as you know, challenges draw us closer to Jesus, and this is true for our children too. So, instead of nagging and fussing, here are a few interchangeable ideas that may assist helping our children learn to be motivated by themselves. I'd like you to think through what area in your family life you would like to improve. We cannot work on all of it all at the same time, because we would simply throw up our hands and give up. So, is it your early morning routine, homework routine, dinner, sports, music, bedtime routine? Think it through and pray about which area you want to work on. And what I'm going to discuss is an outline to help motivate your children in the morning and some of their evening routine. This is just an outline, and it can be adapted to any and all other routines. So simply put, pray, plan, and put it into practice. The morning routine in my home was a challenge. I would yell and nag and fuss, and it wasn't the best way for my family to begin the day. So first, the very first step I'd like to ask you to take, and it doesn't need to take long, maybe about 20 minutes with a notebook. I suggest that you pray and take time to think back to when you were a child. Remember what mornings were like for you. My mom had to leave for work, so my sister and I would catch a ride with our friend and we had to walk to their house. They lived about a mile away. So yes, we walked the snow uphill both ways. Nah, I'm kidding. I live in California. And most of the time, it was all downhill. But the motivation for me to be on time to their house was that their mom would get really mad if we were late. So most of the time, we were on time. Now, that's not the motivation I want for all of us, but at that time, that worked for me. So I'd like you to first think about your morning school routine growing up. The second step is now I'd like you to think about your child, their personality, their likes, their dislikes, their fears, their strengths, their weaknesses. This does not need to take a long time, but I'd like you to think about it and pray and take notes while you're doing it. And in this few moments, God will bring to mind things that you need to remember, consider, pray over, work on. So the morning school routine is something like get up, get dressed, eat, have all the needed items for school, ready to be ready to walk out the door at 7:30. I call that zero hour. So we need to figure out zero hour by going backwards to create your schedule. And now the third step is very critical. I want you to include your child in this process. We need to allow them to think it through and talk it through with them because this teaches them the process of organizing their lives. They'll actually feel empowered and motivated when they understand that they can participate in making their life work. It's a tool that can and will apply to work, sports, music, etc. So as a parent, and I am going to use the word parent, even though I'm fully aware that a lot of children are raised by their grandparents, foster parents, and other situations. But please bear with me. Simply for the sake of our conversation, I will be saying as a parent. So as a parent, I want you to set up that schedule with your child. Tell them what time you all need to leave to get to school on time. And if you have several children, you'll need to get them in on the discussion too. Please remember that each child has a different internal time clock. Some move more quickly in the morning than others. Once everyone understands that zero hour is 7:30 and it is not negotiable, we work backwards together to determine what needs to be done to get out the door. So backwards from zero hour, we need to discuss making a chart and receiving their reward after being ready to go. That should give them 10 minutes just to enjoy their reward. So how long does it take to put on your coat? Let's say 1 minute. Grab your backpack with your homework inside, lunch and water bottle, 5 minutes. Eat breakfast, 10 minutes, unless you're like my granddaughter who drags it out and takes about 20 minutes. Brush hair for 2 minutes unless hairstyling is involved. Brush teeth, automatic 2 minutes, set your timer. Take a shower, 10 minutes for some people. I recommend a timer in the bathroom to help with the actual time because some of us are guilty of long showers. Anyway, getting dressed, maybe it takes up to 15 minutes. Remember how long it took when you were little to put on a sock? Sometimes getting that dumb sock over your heel and around the toes, and then you get distracted by the Lego sitting on your dresser, and then you gotta hug your stuffed animal one more time. I mean, honestly, socks can be a real challenge for children, so be gracious. So when we add all these times together, this determines when we wake up. Now, who wakes us up? Mom, dad, the dog, or if possible, buy your child an alarm clock. There are many that are not expensive. And if your child is the type that does not like to be woken up, then they can get mad at the alarm clock and not you. It also teaches them independence. So if we add all this stuff together, it's like 45 minutes. We know it will really probably take an hour. So grant yourself a little bit of padding and everyone wake up somewhere around 6:15. Now, all this does impact our nighttime routine by about 25 minutes. The night before, and again, discussing it and including it with the children, planning on this empowers them. And that's what it's all about. When they feel empowered, they are motivated. So about 25 minutes before bed, we need to find the backpack, put the homework in the backpack, fill the water bottle, find the coat, lay out those socks, find the shoes, the clothes, and set the alarm. And we all need to do it together. Mom, Dad, Grandma, check off the items. Let's say it's done in 25 minutes. Let them get a goodie from the goodie box. It could be 5 Lego pieces from a Lego set that they're trying to build. Each day, put the 5 little pieces in a Ziploc bag. By the end of the week, they can build a Lego. It could be a mushy, squishy thing. Those are very popular. Or just a sticker. Could be a dime. And they could be saving up to buy something. Okay, so it's just a little thing that's a reward. And I know we don't want junk in our house. So think through what works for your family. And reward them right away. Trust me, that quick reward does help. Okay, so once the alarm goes off in the morning, if they are in the shower, you set that timer and they can race against the timer and get out quickly. And you can make it a game. See if they beat the timer. Again, determine the areas that slow them down. If they're showered, dressed, shoes on, and at the table in 25 minutes, they get the star or the marker on their spot. And again, you determine it together ahead of time, what the goal is. It's possible that as you think this through, you may see that everyone needs to get up an extra 15 minutes early, just to make sure that the day goes smoother. Now, another critical, manageable suggestion, this is where Pastor Beth is meddling, Mom and Dad, get off your phone. While everyone's eating dinner, getting ready for bed, getting ready for school, get off your phone. I know I'm meddling, but other than checking the traffic and the weather, the kids deserve your undivided attention far more than what the news is or the sporting event is. You're going to be away from them probably all day, so now is your precious time to focus on them. Often when I see kids acting up, they are simply trying to get their parents' attention. So, may I encourage you, enjoy your kids. Praise them for getting ready. Praise them for getting dressed and beating the timer. Encourage them with the various school tests that are coming up. Encourage each other. Pray with them for their day together. Focus on them, not your phone. Okay, off the soapbox. Another thing, when you make this chart, I suggest you make 6 or 8 more copies so you do not have to recreate it every week. Now, if you get resistance from your child and they don't want to do it, discuss with them, maybe you don't want to hear me yelling and fussing at you. I don't want to fuss and yell at you. So together, we want to make this a much happier, more pleasant morning. Okay. And again, remember, getting ready for bed, going to sports, doing homework, these things all, if they understand that they're getting the benefit of you not fussing at them, believe me, they'll sign on. Also, may I suggest you go to the 99-cent store or go to orientaltrade.com and get a box of little goodies that can be their reward. And again, you could do a nickel or a dime and let them save up. That's totally up to you. And you can also teach them about tithing if you do that. And I know some of you may be rolling your eyes and saying, this is way too much work. However, yelling and fussing at your child is way too much work and does not produce the results you want. So may I suggest set up some time and set a schedule with your kid because they really do get empowered. So once the joy of making a timetable begins to wear thin, may I suggest turning it into a challenge. You can have the siblings race each other. Your child can race you in getting ready. Whoever gets ready the fastest, they're the one that wins. Another idea is to allow your children to earn video game time or TV time on their chart. So make the chart with boxes, getting dressed, showered, socks, shoes, backpack, eating, whatever the things are that you as a family discuss, and then copy that chart so it's ready to go. Buy the little goodies to decorate it. Please do not just throw it on a blank piece of paper and draw little messy squares. Make it something valuable, because if you value it, the children will value it. And together, write the date and write down what is expected. You could possibly add morning chores, feed the dog, put your clothes away, those kind of things. That's up to you and what you negotiate with your kids. I do have some friends that have said that my children's job is to go to school and get good grades. And so those children are not expected to participate in the daily chores around the house. I do disagree with this, because when they are adults and living on their own, they will not simply go to work and presto, when they come home, their house is magically clean. Their refrigerator magically fills itself and food will appear on the table. Of course, we don't want to weigh children down with too much. They need to participate in family responsibilities. It does help them feel part of the family team. So get going on the chart and consider another idea is you could have your child help you make dinner. It's a great time to chat about your day. You can share some of your day with them. And while you're busy, I've noticed that children will talk more while they're getting ready with making dinner. So I know it's going to be a challenge, and I know that we need to think ahead. Like I said, it's going to last about 6 weeks. So think in your head, what can we do next? Another idea is have a jar with about 100 beads in it, and have an empty jar. And every time your child gets their task done, they move a bead to the empty jar. And at the end of the week, count up all the beads, and whatever you agree on equates the toy, TV time, or whatever. They're just silly little practical ideas, but they're tactile. Children really do better when they have something concrete to help them think through what's going on. Another little trick. If your child leaves socks around, or they leave their clothes on the floor or their toys out, you may want to have them buy back the items that they left on the floor. And they have to buy back those items before they can buy anything else. Now, don't break their heart, but little bit by little bit, it kind of helps them go, that gets them aware of what's going on. So all of this will work for, again, about 6 weeks, and you need to change it up. Consistency is one of the most difficult things to carry through, but it's critical, as you very, very, very well know. It's easy to get worn down and just plain give up. We've all done it, but it is not in their best interest nor yours. And truly, we need to be consistent. If you need to change something, do it clearly and explain it to your child, but not when they're tired. If they keep nagging, take something away. Their phone, their Xbox, whatever it is, and let them earn it back. My kids worked hard to earn video and game and TV time, so think about it. Now, I remember times when I would get frustrated and I would yell at my kid, "You're grounded for a month." Well, that wasn't real, but I did take time to go back and say, "You are grounded, and I'm sorry I yelled at you, but really, it's only 3 days." So if you're not going to be consistent, you need to be, if you haven't been consistent, please take time, go back, do your apology, and then set what is an appropriate boundary or appropriate situation. So your shopping list for this silly chart thing is paper for the charts, stars, stickers, or a sparkly marker, and some sort of fun little toys or coins. So with all this said, I hope and pray that it is helpful. I hope it's encouraging and a manageable way to help motivate our kids, because our kids are worth it. Thanks for sharing this time with me. Bye.